Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the Assembly Minority Leader, Paul Enos, has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Heidi Gansert about everything from the gubernatorial race to the 2011 legislative session.
Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Amy Curtis Weber, Allison Galdon, and Bill Bilyeu. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Success at TRI has come from public-private partnerships. We're here at the USA Parkway Extension with Roger Norman, master developer, and Bob Hess, Story County Commissioner. Let's listen in.
Roger, I see you're building some more roadway out here.
Yeah, we're completed 4 miles. We have 4 miles under construction, and we're on our way to Highway 50.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans. Generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year. Provided nearly $700 million to help our schools. And built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And we welcome back to the program Assemblywoman Heidi Gansert. She is the minority leader in the Assembly. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Assemblywoman is a leader in the party, and yes. Like Sam said, you are the minority leader. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the direction of the Republican Party right now? It seems like there's some people that are lost. You have some infightings between the different factions, and I think you probably have some of that, and you know, you see that inside the legislature as well. How do you, as a leader, bridge those two factions to have a more cohesive party?
Well, I think it's very important that we come together, and you're right. Right now, there are some factions in our party that are arguing. But the reality is, here in Nevada, if you look at the registration, if all the Republicans voted for Republicans, there still aren't enough of us. So this is a time where we need to get together and really work unitedly on our issues.
But that's just not happening. I mean, you're seeing just a tremendous pushback from the Chuck Muths of the world, the Ron Paul people. People are very angry at Sue Loudon over what happened, you know, at the convention. It's just an ongoing thing, and it seems to be getting worse, and not just here, but around the country.
Right, and you know, I think the national politics plays a role in that, because I think it's been very polarizing, and I can understand why there's a lot of pushback from the Ron Paul people on a national level, and the Tea Parties. That makes a lot of sense when you look at the bailouts, you look at the stimulus package, you look at the attempt to take over health care. So I understand that, but here in Nevada, it's really important that we unite, and I know right now we're not at that point, but we need to go that direction.
Okay, party organization is pretty important, and there isn't much of a party at this point.
You know, right now there's not. The state party doesn't even have an office right now, but I think they're in the process of rebuilding. And I do think with some of the campaigns that are going to be moving forward, that people will start uniting.
Now, you talk about some of those campaigns, and I think you see that in the gubernatorial race right mm-hmm. now. You have some different factions. You have Brian Sandoval. You have Jim Gibbons. You have Mike Montandon. How do you think that race plays out when you kind of look at the broad spectrum of the Republican Party?
You know, I think that Brian Sandoval really could help motivate people to come to the polls on behalf of Republicans in this future election. And I think that's going to be very important. I think that's going to help with our registration numbers. It's going to help with our turnout. We need someone who can get broad support and open our tent. Open up our tent.
But the reality is that in a Republican primary, it's the base that comes out, and the base seems to be solidly in favor of Jim Gibbons, and including Barbara Vukanovich, who was on this program last week and refused to support anybody but the governor.
Right. You know, there's always a portion of the Republican Party that will follow Jim Gibbons because of his no-tax stance. But again, our tent needs to be bigger, and we need more people, and what's going to really impact it is the turnout. So I think if we get the conservative and the more moderate Republicans turning out, that you will see a shift.
Well, and independence.
And independence, in general.
How does the Republican Party, you know, which has kind of been, as you pointed out, Sam, it has supported the candidates that appeal to the base, but don't necessarily appeal to a broader spectrum of people. How do you go after the independents?
Well, I think in a general election, you're going to have to get some of those swing votes. And I think most Nevadans, they like small government. They like low taxes and small government. That's why people come to this state. So I think there's an advantage for a Republican who, again, appeals to the masses, not just the very far-right conservatives, the absolutely no-tax stance. We all want low taxes. No one likes taxes. And we all want small government. So I think a solid Republican will appeal to that base in a general election.
But then they have to, so they have to start out all the way over to the right and then move to the middle.
You know, again, I think it comes down to turnout. I think there are many Republicans who are looking for some new type of leadership, someone who's a consensus builder, someone who will reach out for solutions, someone who's not going to stand on just one pledge. And I think that we have that in Brian Sandoval.
Okay, so you're putting your support behind him at this point?
I have. And, you know, I've known Brian since high school. We go way back. And he's had spent his life in public service, whether it was an assemblyman, attorney general, in the court system. So he's been in all three branches of government also.
Do you have any concerns that, you know, he's had all these great jobs throughout his career, but he's never finished any of them, including getting a federal judgeship? I mean,
the only way you really finish a federal judgeship, Sammy, is by dying.
It's a little fail.
That's kind of a BS argument.
The comment I was going to make was other federal judges have commented that it's unusual for somebody to be in a federal judgeship to accept one and be in it such a short time.
You know, what's also unusual is how young he was. So if you think of it from that perspective, I mean, he's a person who just has a breadth of experience and has done an outstanding job and has been recognized by many for those efforts. And so he did start at a very young age, and I know that his heart is always with the state of Nevada, and I think his running for governor shows that, demonstrates that.
Okay, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. More with Heidi Gansett after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com. As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet.
employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Assembly Minority Leader Heidi Gansert.
As part of being the leader of the Assembly Republicans, your job is to go out there and recruit candidates. Mm-hmm. Have you had a difficult time, an easy time recruiting candidates for the 2010 election?
You know, we're ahead of schedule right now. It's going very well, and there's some key races that are very important to us, of course, where we really want to win, because we have 14 right now, and we really need to improve those numbers, especially going into a session where I expect there to be discussions on taxes. We have redistricting, so it's critical that we pick up some seats.
Which ones do you think you have the best chance at?
You know, there's one in the north, and there's also some in the south. And we also think that the national political situation will help, again, push back on some of the Democrats and bring some better numbers in as far as registration.
So you don't think the economy is going to turn around in 2010?
No, I wish that it would turn around, but I think it's going to take some time. And I think we may have some upticks, occasional upticks, but overall, I think it's going to take more time.
Well, and the economy, I think, and what it does to the state budget is going to have an impact on this next legislative session. How do you think we're going to be able to deal with a $2.4 billion budget deficit that you know, everybody says that's the number that we're going to be going into in 2011?
You know, they've been using that number, and I'm afraid it'll probably be higher the way things have been going. I think we need to look at government. I think the last time we went through the budget, a lot of people had in their minds, the department heads, that it was temporary. It was a temporary downturn, so they were trying to get through to the next session, to the next biennium. But I think it's time for a reality check that we need to reorganize government. And if you were to look at the size of our budget, the biennium's budget, between 03-05, 05-07, 07-09 and up, we grew from $4.8 billion to $5.8 billion, to $6.8 billion. This current biennium would have been $8 billion, but we held it back to the $6.8. Now we're going to have to just really shrink the size of government. We had about 25,000 full-time equivalents during the last biennium. Right now we're at about 22,000. So I think it's a matter of reorganizing in a permanent manner and creating a smaller government.
And okay, what does that actually mean, though, in real terms? I mean, you know, obviously there are things you're going to have to cut. What are you going to take away? Biggest things are education, state workers.
There's not much that you can do, I don't think, with education, in that we have a certain student population. So we need to probably give some flexibility in spending at the school level. That's what I would do. I think that sometimes we just have too much bureaucracy. We need to have people who are closer to the students making decisions. So maybe not touching education funding, but when you go into health and human services, and some of the business industry, maybe we need to look at how we're organized there and see if we can streamline better. I know that we can use technology better, and sometimes we're short on those dollars. We don't want to spend those dollars up front, but those are critical to be able to really go back and decide what we can do with personnel.
So let's take health and human services. What kind of programs would you look at cutting?
It's not necessarily the programs, it's how we're working the programs, how we're staffing the programs, and what can a person do, how many cases can they manage if we have appropriate technology, good technology, current technology there. And we haven't done zero-based budgeting. I'm not sure if we've ever done it. Maybe back in the 90s they did some of that, but I think we need to look at what services we are providing and how best we can do that from a ground-up level, not just kind of cutting off the top because we're thinking we have a temporary budget cut.
You know, there's a Vision Stakeholders Group that was just named, I think, last week.
Yes.
That is supposed to take a look at the tax structure. The governor has a group looking at the spending side. How do you think we kind of bring those two philosophies together? So you are looking at both, what is the tax base that we need, and where can we find more efficiency in spending?
I think it's going to be very difficult to bring those two groups together because we're looking at people that are primarily tax users that are on the Vision Committee versus people who are looking to cut on, say, the SAGE Commission. And so I think it's going to be very difficult because they may come up with a list of everything they ever wanted in a state. Well, those cost money. And from our prior conversation, I mean, Nevadans like small government and low taxes. So I think there's going to be a tremendous conflict between what people want to spend because they have a vision of what they think we should look like versus what we currently are versus what we can afford.
Do you find that in the assembly where you have a lot of people in the Democratic Party or the Democratic Assembly who are public employees, do you think that has having those people in there has impact on the public policy that we see?
You know, I really think it does. I think there's a vested interest and a belief that government is the answer with people who work for the government, whereas if you're, you know, looking externally, if you're from the outside, you're thinking competitive marketplace, you know, how can we privatize, what can we do to accomplish the tasks for a lesser amount of money. So I think there is a bias, and we are heavily weighted towards public employees or local government employees.
What would you think would be the best opportunities to be competitive?
You know, maybe a little bit in the prison system, there might be something that we can do there. We are looking at leasing out one of our prisons. It's at one of the camps. I believe it's the Jean camp,
right,
down south. But also, I mean, it's tough. Even the school district, I mean, maybe we should be looking at some of the people that do janitorial work there's all different ways to do it, and I think we would have to have some sort of open bidding process to figure out how best to accomplish that.
You know, are we ready, or do I got a minute? One of the issues that that the governor vetoed, and it's going to be coming back this next legislative session, 2011, is collective bargaining for state workers. What is your position? What do you think the end result of that legislation that passed this last session but was vetoed is going to be?
Right. You know, I voted against that legislation because I believe that we've made huge effort to provide a good workplace for our state employees, and we've tried not to lay masses of them off. We've had some furloughs. We may end up having to do more of those. I think it makes it very difficult to have that collective bargaining within state government, so I was opposed to that, and I'm not sure where that's going to go, but again, I wasn't supportive of that.
Well, and last question here. Barbara Vukanovich on the program last week talked about Senator Reid, mm-hmm, and how a lot of conservative business people are supporting Senator Reid in his reelection bid because they feel that he can do a lot for the state or continue to do a lot for the state. What are your thoughts on this?
You know, there's mixed views on that. When I look at some of the dollars that come back to the state of Nevada on a relative basis for every federal tax dollar we pay, the money's just not there.
But part of that is because the state is not particularly generous, and so we lose out on a lot of matching grants.
We do lose out on some of the matching grants. And during the stimulus package, or when they put that in place, we got a higher match on that. But I think Nevada can do better. But I do understand why some of the larger corporations, I think MGM, was very pleased with what Senator Reid had done. But, you know, dollar for dollar, I think Nevadans can do better.
Okay, and that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you
for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
If you're eligible for Medicare, now's the time to choose your Medicare plan. That's where Senior Dimensions comes in. Medicare's enrollment period is underway. Don't wait. Call Senior Dimensions today and get medical coverage and prescription coverage, all for no monthly plan premium. Senior Dimensions has been serving Nevadans for nearly 25 years. Call and find out why.
Senior Dimensions. It's your life. Make it happen.
Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep is Northern Nevada's newest Jeep dealer. For all your off-road fun and adventure, Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep has the selection you want and the value you need. Now, during the year-end wrap-up event, drive off in a 2010 Jeep Wrangler 4x4, called the most capable off-road vehicle sold in America, for only $23,620. Or choose the 2010 Jeep Patriot 4x4 for only $22,435. Or choose 0% for 48 months. Wrap it up nicely in a new Jeep at Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Carson City, where cars, trucks, and Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you.
There's nothing like having the convenience of finding everything you need in one location. The Factory Stores at the Y is the perfect shopping experience. Dressy or casual, something perfect for work. You can't go wrong with the fashion and quality of Van Heusen for men and women. Make your home stand out with one-of-a-kind items and shabby chic gifts from the new Blue Willow Home. Find it all right here at the factory stores at the Y, Highways 50 and 89 in South Lake Tahoe.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Bill Bilyeu is here, the former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. We have Allison Galdon, Vice President of Public Affairs for Planned Parenthood, and Amy Curtis Weber, Executive Director of the Washoe County Democratic Party. So just to go another direction with the question we asked Heidi Gansert. In talking about Senator Reid, David McGrath Schwartz in the Las Vegas Sun was writing that with Harry Reid's ranking for the amount his earmarks are worth, which is one way of gauging how much money comes back to the state, in 2008, he ranked 15th among the 100 senators in joint and solo earmarked dollars delivered to his state. According to the nonpartisan watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense, in 2009, he ranked 28th. Your thought?
Neither one's particularly good. I mean,
15th?
Yeah. I mean, what's the question? What's the point?
The point is that a lot of people say that Senator Reid does not deliver for Nevada, and here's a nonpartisan group that's saying he does.
Well, yeah, there's going to be discussions about that. What he delivers, what does he deliver? I mean, more federal dollars that we sent to Washington to begin with.
What does that mean? That means that you would want Nevada to get all the money back that it sends to the federal government and Texas's money. I'm not sure what that means.
No, one of the problems we have, I believe, in terms of what our budget shortfalls in the state of Nevada are concerned with, are because of federally mandated programs for which we get some money but not all money.
Fair enough.
And so therefore we have to make up a significant difference. And those dollars have to come out of specifically Nevada taxpayers. So if you get X number of dollars for this wonderful government program, then the state has to kick in more dollars, and that comes out of the taxpayers. And we need to reassess what we're delivering in terms of the federal government and the requirements that the federal government lay upon the states.
Allison?
Well, I'm with you, Sam. I mean, we send money and we get a good chunk of it back. And if the senators rank 15th and then drops down to 28th, that's still a pretty good deal for Nevadans, I think.
And may I point out, you're not agreeing with me. You're agreeing with the survey.
the point that you were making then is what I'm agreeing with, yeah.
Well, yeah, and I would say at least in the past month that the senator is going ahead with something that I think has been looming for a decade in the state, and which I think he is going to deliver on, and that is all of the alternative energy issues, that the geothermal money that's going to be brought into the state, and we've been sort of blocked on the stimulus money, stalled to some degree by our own governor. So I think the senator is working hard to get that money to come into the state.
41,000 jobs Harry Reid said he's created in alternative energy. If Harry recreated 41,000 jobs in the state of Nevada, I would vote for him. But that hasn't happened. And I think we really need to try to get away from this notion that it's the government that is going to come in and make our lives better, and it's government money. It's not. It is private sector investment. It is the private sector vision that makes this country go. Government can do some things. It does some things. There are some very essential things that it does. Yeah, our national defense is one of them. There's some things that it doesn't do very well. I think education is one of those.
Okay, well, so Paul, I agree with you.
Sam, and
what we need to do is have the banking industry start loaning money to small business, because they're not doing it and it's killing
us. Well,
this country.
But part of the reason, Sam, that the banking industry is in the quandary that it is because of the requirements that the federal government
Hold up. A couple of decades ago, if we hadn't opened the regulation and made them so lax, we wouldn't be in the mess that we're in now.
But it was specifically, it were Democrats in Congress who blocked that. And one of the requirements that Congress laid on when Barney Frank was saying, everything's wonderful.
You're talking a few months ago?
It interests
me the way that the Republicans are so interested in doing revisionist history in the last year, blaming everything on their current administration, when these problems were looming since the Reagan era.
Yeah. And but it was blocked in Congress. In Congress is where it was blocked, under a Democrat-controlled Congress. That's where any reform was blocked. And the requirement that Congress also laid on, that you have to extend credit to people who really are marginal to begin with in order to realize this dream of home ownership, has led largely to
that's
this problem.
That's picking at the corners. That's not the larger
and now,
issue.
That's the issue of today.
And I think, you know, it was really interesting to me, Sam, a couple of weeks ago when we interviewed Harvey Mumford. Harvey Mumford is a Democrat. He represents a very heavily Democratic district. And he said, The nonprofits in his district have gotten money from the feds, yeah. And that's where a lot of this money that Harry Reid is touting coming to Nevada goes.
And that's a huge percentage of the overall budget.
Have not done good for his community. And he is saying, we need to get the private sector in here. We need to get private sector jobs in here, not government jobs.
And okay, the nationalization. Let Allison jump in here, Chris.
Jump in.
I'm just a little too quiet some days. I was just going back to the deregulation of banking. My mom is a banker, and so she was talking about those issues with, you know, banks are in one little box, but then you have savings and loans, and you have investment banks, and that's part of the huge problem when it comes to the banking, because these other groups that aren't really banks got to act like banks, and that's created some of the financing problems that we have.
Not to mention the derivatives that are totally insane, that even people who understand banking and economics have a very hard time unraveling. Mm-hmm. That's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much, and you owe me a new table. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's pain relief really works.
Tomorrow, Sam, we have Lynn Warney, who is the president of the Nevada State Education Association, also known as the Teachers Union. Right.